Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is a little bit different tonight because we moved this week. We don't have our Skype account connection available. So we're on a cell phone. So please be patient with us for this time. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is in trance channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone. And the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you all, will come through. We usually do not get any advance notice, although I apologize for not getting the notice for the show out until like an hour ago, but that was a lack of internet and a few other issues. So anyway, our guest last week was Merlin, which was awesome, and that show has been posted. I will let you know that BBS Radio is having server issues that they cannot control. So if you have difficulty accessing the archives or anything like that, that it should be resolved within a few days. They're hopeful, but they, as much as their techies work on it, they cannot control this, as it's another company's issues, not theirs. Their stuff is fine. And so let's get started.
Hello there.
Hello.
My name is Kuan Yin.
Kuan Yin. Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for being here, Kuan Yin.
My pleasure.
This is delightful. Would you share a bit about your focus for anybody who's not familiar with your work?
I am known as the Goddess of Compassion.
Goddess of Compassion. I love that, because certainly this is a time with some of the events going on, that compassion is much needed.
Totally needed right now.
Right now. Right now.
Yes.
As the Southerners say, it's not right now, it's right now. Okay. Great. Well, we have Barbara as a caller. Welcome, Barbara.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, good evening. I was just wondering, Hillary will be speaking at her alma mater, which is in Wellesley College, and she's going to be speaking for a lot sum of money. How can this happen?
Discernment is something that everybody has the opportunity to develop. And in some cases, they simply don't.
Well, I thought she was dead, and this is a double.
And you are correct.
Mm-hmm.
Or possibly a clone.
Well, look what's happening in our country. Will it stop, and who is behind all of this?
If you're talking about the things that are non-helpful to humanity, it is the cabal. But they are on their last leg, so not to worry.
Well, I heard they were going to hit all the grids, and we will be global, but we will be without electricity, gas, water, and food and medicine. Could this happen? And if so, when?
Don't allow this as a possibility in your consciousness, please. It would only support it. Yes.
Also, I heard that there was talk of Trump getting sick or killed, which is true.
Neither.
Neither. Yes, see that Judge Gorsuch will be confirmed?
Most likely, dear one.
Most likely. Happening in this month?
Yes.
What will be my job when this is all of this takes effect? What do you see me doing?
Calming everybody.
Calming everybody?
Yes.
Will I move before, or will I move after it? Everything goes through its process of revaluing.
During.
And you think this will take place sometime within now until the end of March?
Correct.
And where will I move to?
When?
Where?
Dear one, where does your heart want to be?
Where will I move to? Where will I stay in Massachusetts, or will I move on to another state?
You will move westward.
And I'm really manifesting that a wonderful man will be entering my life. When will this happen, and where will it happen?
When you move, it will happen.
When I move. And also, something struck me about Melania, Trump's wife. She appears to be an Egyptian princess to me, way, way back in Egypt, King Tut's sister. Would that be true?
There is a physical likeness, I will grant you that, but no, she is not that person.
Okay. Well, that is the end of my questions for the evening. Thank you very much.
You are
Namaste.
Welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Yes. Okay. I have a personal question before we have the next caller. Our kitten, Sizzle, was kind of freaked through the evening and tried to get away, tried to run, and the host got hold of him. And in the process of getting him into a carrier that he was unfamiliar with, apparently injured his spine or back in some way. And we didn't realize this until yesterday afternoon when he wasn't moving around. He wasn't eating or drinking, but we got him to do that. Now, by this morning, he seemed to be much better, but now he's hiding under the bed. And rather than staying by his own bed where there's water and his box and so forth, can you tell me what we need to do or what's going on? I know he has been healing. Is that continuing?
It is continuing.
Okay. Do we need to, once the call is over, go try to offer food, encourage him to come out?
Indeed, you do.
Okay. And water, and just try to get him, because he's not walking normally, but I would understand that with an injury that he had. But is he hiding under there because he feels safe?
Yes.
Safer than out and even in his little cave that we made for him?
Yes.
Will he come out? Will you help us, please, get him out so that he can eat and have
Done.
Water and so forth and use his box?
Done.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, it's my understanding that Trump has put out an executive order. We've been moving this week, so it's a little crazy, and I haven't had time to keep up with things. But we put out an executive order for the North Dakota pipeline situation, that the pipeline was to be moved completely away from Native American lands. Is that true?
That is correct.
Okay. And so the pipeline company is probably freaked out about that a bit.
Well, they're not happy.
Not happy. Okay. And the other part of that is that I understand that he has told them they have to use American steel, not Chinese steel. Is that true?
Yes.
Do they have to, is he requiring that they replace all the pipeline in the United States that they have done with Chinese steel?
No.
No.
Simply from here forward.
Here forward. Okay. Okay. It was my understanding that the American steel is, at this time, more solid and freer of the threat of leaks and breaks than the Chinese steel, that they, whatever company they bought it from, that it's, and that's the reason that we trying to prevent.
The reason that he wants American is to support America.
Well, that's true. That does that as well.
Yeah.
And excellent.
That's the primary motive.
Okay. So is the company now trying to decide what they're going to do? Or have they, are they committed to the pipeline and just going to spend the extra money for the American steel? What can you tell?
They're committed.
Okay. Okay, well, at least it's a move in the right direction. Okay, there's been more and more talk about NASARA, the National Economic Security and Reformation Act, and the pieces of it. Is that, are those various points in the act going to be brought out singly, they already are, rather than the act itself simply dumped on the clueless public as a whole?
It will be dribbled out, so to speak.
With, probably without that label on it for the public, right?
Right.
Because most of the public is unaware of this National Economic Act.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But it is a true act. It actually happened.
And it's all true.
It's all true. And that it was signed by Bill Clinton when he was president under threat of force, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He was not happy, but he had to do it, right?
Right.
Okay. Can you talk to us about, I understand at UC Berkeley, maybe last night, again, I haven't been able to keep up with the email information, and there are a lot I don't get, but there was a speech to be done by Breitbart's head, and that there were rioters. Okay. And it was estimated that there were about 150 that came to break this up, roughly?
Yes.
Okay. Were they paid?
By the cabal.
Paid by the cabal.
Yes.
Okay. And I understand George Stewart.
They're on their way out, but they don't go easily.
Not easily. Right. Not at all. Yes. And so most of these were paid and just used and not really understanding what they were doing.
Correct.
I mean, what the big picture. They didn't understand the big picture. Yes. Okay. It's my understanding that George Soros is dead, but then they could have been paid by Soros' organization.
Of course.
Which is still active, but also on its way out, right?
Also, yes.
Also, yes. Okay. Is there anything else you can tell us about the rioters at UC Berkeley and the, apparently when the police closed down the event itself, then they walked down some major street and made chaos out of that? The businesses, the banks, were like...
Unfortunately, that's true.
It's true.
Yes.
Very bad. Very not...
Well, spreading fear and confusion and despair are key weapons that the cabal has used forever.
Forever, yes, absolutely. And unfortunately, a lot of the American public has bought into that. But I know there's
that is true.
More and more people waking up every day. Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let me stop here and give phone numbers, which I neglected to give at the beginning. If you're on a listen-only line, and there are two of those that... are in the emails or on the BBS radio website. And we'd love to have you come on and ask a question. Can be anything that's on your mind. There's two Q&A lines. The first one is toll-free, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And the alternate line is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. And we are having the pleasure of Kuan Yin as our guest today, which is awesome.
And I would like to speak a little bit, if I may.
Please.
About trust.
Okay.
Trust is not something that I'll trust it if you give it to me. It doesn't work that way. Trust is, I know it's happening. I know it's coming. And then allow it to show up as it will. It may not show up the way you had in mind. It may be better. Yeah. You don't know, but you have to trust. You've had some experience lately with this.
Oh, I have. In spades.
Yes. And congratulations. Good job.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. We've had a very interesting week since the last Thursday's show. All kinds of changes, miracles, and magic mixing with moments of hell. Okay. But it's been really quite amazing. And yes, trust is a very big deal.
And I highly recommend it to everybody, all of you.
Okay. And there's that beautiful saying of believe it before you see it.
Absolutely.
Not the other way around.
Not the other way around at all.
Okay. And that we're all creative beings. We create our own reality.
That you do.
And everybody's next door neighbor.
If this week hasn't shown you anything, it's shown you that. Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. This has been just an amazing, amazing week.
Yes.
Okay. And I want Sizzle to make it as long as he chooses that. I know he's chosen with his health issues in short past life that he has chosen to stay on the planet, and we would like to keep him and in great health.
So be it.
We ask for your support as well in helping his back to heal.
My pleasure.
And as Merlin said, even better than he was.
Yes.
Okay. Well, he was fine. But yeah, there's always better, is there not?
There is.
There is. Okay. Okay. Can you address any of the current issues that Trump is dealing with and making changes about? I didn't make a list. I didn't have time, but you know he's addressing several major things.
Several?
Many?
Many.
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 Yes. Okay.
He is going to work. And on many fronts.
Yeah.
I recommend that everybody give him their support because he has truly stepped up and said, I see there's a job to do here. I will do it. So help him.
Absolutely. Talk about guts and courage and straight thinking, pragmatic,
yeah.
Problem solver, as well as being guided by the galactics and those such as you. And he's listening, is he not?
He is.
And,
yes.
And absorbing.
He's doing a great job.
He's doing
as
a great
Putin.
Job. And Putin, too. They make a really wampa team, do they not?
They do.
Because it's really good.
Watch out, planet.
Yes. Well, there's a lot of situations that need healing and need change.
That is true.
Okay. How do the Chinese figure in this? Is this a real threesome or the Chinese? We'll get back to that. Sky, welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Hello, dear one.
Go ahead, Sky. You're on.
Oh. Yeah, it's my first time to call in, and I was mainly just calling to listen. I don't really have any questions lined up.
Is there anything you can think of that you'd like to ask or like confirmation about?
Not off the top of my head. Maybe, a minute or so, I might come up with something. Like I said, I just called in. So,
this is great. Welcome. How about
okay, thank you.
The bank account in Francisco?
Oh, okay. I think things are going along smoothly now. I mean, little hiccups here and there, but I'm fine with him asking for everything ahead of time and just catching these little details. And
would you like a on how it's going to go next week?
Yeah, I guess we could look into that.
So ask. Go ahead and verbalize.
Okay. How does it look for next Wednesday for our business partners, I guess we could call them, for their trip to Carson City and the process of creating the Divine Union Foundation bank account?
Can you say the word fantastic?
Fantastic. Sounds good to me.
It is. It's good.
That's the way I envisioned it going. We planned far enough in advance. And we're getting all the documentation to them.
It's going well.
Yeah. Yeah. My friend Joanna seems to be in a troubled spot, and just curious if there is anything in particular I can do to assist her on her path.
I didn't understand the question, dear one.
My friend Joanna Green, she's not directly associated with Divine Union Foundation, but she is in our group, and she is going through a difficult patch right now, and I have an idea how to help her, but I was wondering if there is anything specific you might see that I can help her with on along her path.
The best thing you can do for this one is to see her and let her see in your eyes that she is fully capable of doing what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah. She has strength within her. She just...
She does.
She gets confused at times. And I know that confusion just comes from what she has yet to release. She has to sort it out.
Everybody has their opportunities for learning lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else?
The only other...
Go ahead.
Yeah. Our dear one that we call Samavesha. I'm just trying to figure out how to articulate this question. I know I have, just by being who I am and in my heart space, I can do much good for her. But there is difficulty in navigating her emotional states at times. And I'm just looking for guidance on how to best approach her difficult emotional states. Keep her on track, because intellectually she is strong and knows what she needs to do.
What happens, dear one, if she doesn't stay on track emotionally?
She becomes disruptive to herself and others that are trying to assist her. By just being in calm state myself, it helps to calm her down, but
absolutely
it does not. Yeah,
the law
but
of
I'm looking
works. Whoever in a room has the strongest energy, no matter what that energy is, positive, negative, whatever, will set that frequency in motion in the room, and you will find that it goes through everyone in the room. So, you can't allow her then to be the strongest in the room if she's being negative, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, that's good advice.
You're welcome.
And with that, I know I have to be.
We can help you with
tactful.
Time. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's just I am sorting out my own way to deal with it, and that was good advice. It's just, it takes tact to navigate her wit. But being the
but you have plenty of tact, and you have plenty of wit.
Thank you for the reassurance.
You're entirely welcome. It's just true.
Yes, I received a major upgrade this past weekend. I'm still doing a lot of integrating and adjusting to all that was provided to me.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm good at guiding myself to those that can assist me the most. And Denise is a strong one. So at this point, no, I don't have any further questions. I just know that I need to get some more rest. And this integration process is requiring a lot more rest of me. So I think that's the path I'm going to take now. So head home and get some more rest.
Well, happy resting.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome. Yeah, I'll be reaching out to you soon. We got to coordinate a call with Joan for early next week before their trip. So I'll talk to you soon. All right, good night.
Namaste.
Cindy, you're on. Cindy, are you still there?
Hi. Here's just some coaching with the kitty. You moved into a new house, so the kitty's not sure of its space yet, its personal space. Wherever the kitty is, if it won't come out, just sit there on the floor for like 15 minutes and talk to him, and he might come out on his own.
Thank you, Cindy.
Okay. I had a question about Trump, but it sort of went out of my head. I do have a question of something that occurred to me that happened to me the other day. I was taking my shower, and then all of a sudden it felt like all this energy came up from inner Earth, from Mother Earth, and I felt like I grew about 3 inches, and I could feel all this energy coming up. Was it an upgrade I was having?
Indeed it was, dear. When you're When you're in water, it's much easier to connect with spirit.
Okay, because I had another short burst today while I was taking my shower again.
Again.
So
when you're in water, it's much easier to connect with spirit.
Okay. Okay. On a different topic, I did have a question about Trump, but it just won't come back to my mind. There's a person I work with. Her name is Velvet, and we have a very loving, strong connection. Are you able to tell me if we've had a past life together, and if so, what has been our most recent one?
You did have one past life together.
Are you open to telling me what it was?
Sure. You were in the rainforest. And you were members of the same tribe.
Ah, okay. Okay.
And extremely competitive.
Well, we're not this lifetime. Okay. Okay. So
that was it.
I can't. Yes. Now we're great buddies. So we must have did what we did then. So
you bonded.
I cannot remember. Pardon?
You bonded.
Yes, we have a very loving, friendly, working relationship. Okay. Where I work is an interesting place. Are you able to tell me when I can financially leave that job? I would love to leave right now, but I have to be financially able to do so. Will it be before the end of February?
This month.
Oh, that just makes my heart sing. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Kuan Yin. I'm going to cry of joy and gratitude.
Good for you.
Thank you. And I'm going to hang up because I'm going to start crying. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Carol, welcome.
Yes, good evening. I got on late. I don't know with whom I am speaking.
My name is Kuan Yin.
Oh, hello, Kuan Yin. I need to seek your counsel on a few things. I have a lot of musculoskeletal problems, and I was told to massage my arms and my legs. However, when I do that, it really makes my shoulders hurt a lot more. So I'm wondering if that's the correct thing to be doing.
The objective is to wake up your body, wake up parts of your body, yes?
Yes, correct.
And that is not always going to be pleasant physically.
Yes, I understand that. So it's all right then that I'm, it's all right that my shoulders are sore, or I'm creating that pain in my shoulders?
Well, your shoulders are also being woken up.
Woken, did you say?
Woken, yes. As in to awake.
Okay. Okay, so I'm doing okay then.
You are indeed.
All right. Okay, and there's a new, they're advertising a new I can't even think of the word, but it's called it's a protein for the bone and the joints. Is that as does that work as well as they're saying that it does? Called Steintin or something like that. They say it puts protein into the bone and joints and heals up all the cartilage.
It is helpful, but not as helpful as they say.
Okay, so would it pay me to take it? It's quite pricey.
There are better ways.
Wait?
There are better ways to do what you want to do there.
Okay, could you counsel me on that?
Visualization, dear one.
Okay, just see everything as being healed. Correct?
Yeah, absolutely, correct.
Okay. And my husband cracked his knee cap, and does it appear that that is going to heal?
As soon as he decides he wants it to.
He hasn't decided that yet?
No.
Hmm. That's a strange dilemma. All right. I can relay this message to him then, okay? Can I?
You certainly may.
All right, and I'm still having trouble with my nervous tissue. And I'm thinking about using mushrooms to help heal that. Could you tell me a mushroom that would be helpful?
The one in South America, dear.
What would be the name of it?
If you look at the ones from South America, you'll find it.
Okay, I'm hoping to use the ones that are extracted from hot water. Would they have that mushroom from South America? Yeah, I can't get on the computer, so it's hard for me to research stuff.
Yes.
Are you just saying any mushroom from South America?
No, I'm saying what you're saying will work. That's fine.
I'm sorry, what?
What you're saying will work. The water process?
Yeah, it's a hot water process. It's supposed to be much more It helps you be able to digest the mushroom, and it, you know, just makes it more potent.
Yes.
Okay, would lion mane be one of the mushrooms I would take?
Yes.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out?
Yes, it will.
Yes, okay.
Lion mane.
Would there be more?
From South America.
Okay, well, I'll have somebody check that out for me then. Thank you very much. And my friend in Montana, is he? Could you tell me how he's doing?
He's doing okay. Not great, but okay.
Okay, is he still critically ill?
He is out of critically. He's just ill now.
Oh, very good, very good. So he may pull through this, correct?
Correct.
Okay, very good. Well, I thank you all very, very much. I very much appreciate all of you. Oh, is the black box any closer, Mary?
A little bit, Carol. I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you much. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, wonderful. Let's see, we were in the middle of a question I was asking about how the Chinese are Trump and Putin, and the Chinese really working well as a threesome, or the Chinese holding back a little bit and making their own kind of path. Okay. Why don't you finish that, Guanyin?
The Chinese prefer to work in the background.
Okay, but if there's a cooperative kind
of... Oh,
absolutely. Okay, good. Okay, Karen, welcome.
Hello?
Hello, Jalen.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for taking my call. It's a pleasure to meet you both. Hello, Guanyin.
Thank you.
Thank you. I wonder what could you enlighten me as to what is going on, what is ahead for me, particularly regarding where I'm living, my apartment situation. I feel there's a conspiracy amongst some neighbors trying to get me out. It's more complicated if I can go into more detail. Should I give you more details?
Would like to know about that.
Okay. Well, they claim that there are smells coming from my apartment, and they're claiming it's marijuana, which hasn't really been true. And I like to burn incense and sage, and there's a lot of bad cooking and other smells in the hallway that come into my apartment, you know, under the door, I guess, and through vents. So I was doing incense and sage and aromatherapy for my own, so I don't have to smell that stuff. And they're making a whole case that it's something else. And they complained to my landlord, and I got a landlord letter a couple weeks ago, which I did address with the landlord representative. And I sent a letter saying that, you know, I will not burn any more sage or incense in this apartment, and it has already started. But I don't trust these people. I think they're just, you know, I just wonder what you see about all of that, if you have any information.
There is an opportunity for healing here, dear one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see. Because there is a totally different perception on your part and on their part. On their part, they see you as a strange person. And so it's easy for them to say that you're doing things that are incorrect
illegal, not appropriate. What you need to do is to put on a pot of coffee and invite them all to come over and sit down so you can talk about it.
Oh, no, I don't think that would work at all.
Well, and, you're asking.
I believe involved are very intrusive, and I don't trust them. I don't want them in my...
But I'm saying the way to heal the situation is communication and physical connection.
And you think they would actually be open to that? That they just not, they don't just want the apartment back because it is a co-op building and these people have much more money than I do, putting it mildly.
I think that they would be open to it. Not immediately, but if you just put the invitation there and wait. Don't press it. Let them come to you. This will work, Jim.
You mean invite them into my space to have a talk?
Absolutely.
I would rather just talk to them in the hallway. Would that work?
Nope. You're going to have a sit down over coffee or tea or whatever you choose to drink. Mm-hmm. And talk. They won't be able to see you as an outsider if you do this. And that's the real problem here.
Well, I am an outsider. I don't relate to these people at all, and I don't really want to. To me, they're strange, but, you know.
Well, if you want to fix this,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to change that.
Right.
If you don't want to fix it, that's okay. You don't have to.
Okay, well, one of these people, you know, I feel they're very phony. I passed them in the hall and outside, and even at the building Christmas party, they were hanging out with me and my partner. And I'm thinking, what's up with that? You know, I thought, well, maybe they were trying to be friendly, and but then all of a sudden they took action like a month after. So I think they're very two-faced and phony. I feel like we already kind of extended trying to be friendly with them when we were hanging out at the Christmas party.
So then your proposal is that you leave?
No, I'm just trying to comply and hope that it would blow over.
When this needs to be healed. It's not going to blow over. It has to be healed.
Mm-hmm. This is for the people directly next door to me?
It's for the people in the complex.
Well, not everyone knows me, no. It'd just be a couple people I feel are involved in this.
The more, the better.
Karen, I think you've been given the solution. It's up to you what you want to do about it. It's always your free will choice. Okay?
Do you see a move coming up for me aside from this?
I didn't get the question.
Do you see a move coming up for me aside from this?
Yes, I do. Unless you change this, you can change it, you can fix it,
mm-hmm.
if you want to. What I hear you saying is you don't want to.
I want to change it, but I cannot be friendly with these people. I'll be cordial,
okay.
But I don't trust in my space.
Okay.
No, but the point is, I would like to move down the road, maybe not immediately. So is it in my life chart to move besides this issue?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Can you give me an idea?
Thank you so very much. We have another caller, and we're limited on time right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize because other people were asking more questions. I did have a couple more, if you have time for me, later.
Well, we have just a couple of minutes, and there's one or two more people in line.
Okay.
So thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, I know there's a Susan, welcome, but was there someone before that and I missed your name, or is that Susan?
Hello?
Yes?
It's Rebecca.
Who is this, I'm sorry?
Rebecca.
Rebecca. All right, Rebecca, you're next.
Okay, I'll be quick. What's coming up for me regarding employment?
You're going to have to think bigger in terms of what you're looking to do. And then you'll be quite successful.
Okay, and do you see me moving at all?
Moving?
Yes.
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
So I will be moving?
Yes, you will.
In a year, or I guess staying in the area?
Inside a year, definitely.
But staying in the area?
Not necessarily.
Okay. One last thing about my health. Am I on the right track about getting my health back?
It will get you there, but there are faster ways.
And can you give me an example of what that would be?
To sit down and meditate and see your body as whole and well.
Okay. Okay, I'll let you go. I know there's other callers. Thank you so much.
Most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Okay, thank you. Namaste.
And Susan, we have just a minute or so. Please. Susan?
Okay. I wanted to thank you and Rod for having a show when you're in the middle of moving. If I was closer, I would help you.
I know you would.
Thank you. Thank you, Kuan Yin, for coming tonight. You're in my heart. And I wanted to ask you what would be the most important thing for me to know right now?
That you are more powerful than you could ever dream.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Namaste. And have a beautiful evening, everyone.
And I would, Susan, I would agree with that 100%. Okay? You are a very powerful person.
Thank you. Okay. I love you. Okay, take care. Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you. Good luck, Mary and Rod.
Thank you. Susan, talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Okay, I think we are just about out of time. Kuan Yin, thank you so very much.
My pleasure.
For your gracious presence and your beautiful responses. We very much appreciate your being here. Thank you so very much.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you.